proud of our effort. We need to play hard. They had 16 offensive rebounds. That's the one negative. I thought we were soft in the paint. They took the ball out of our hands. That was the part of the game that I wasn't really happy with. But we played clean offense. We only had 9 turnovers to 12 assists, and I thought Kyrone Alexander was the player of the game. I thought he was amazing, not just scoring, but you know, his rebounding. They only had him for 2 offensive rebounds. I thought he had more than that. He was just flying around. And obviously Otto played very well inside too, and Nico was able to score inside. Anytime we play against the front line, anytime those two in particular play well, we're pretty good.
Coach, I didn't want to ask you about Kyron. Obviously, before the year, you guys were pretty confident that he would be a relevant player for you guys. And then that first game, he led you guys in scoring. And then he had some bumps along the way.
Yeah. He went through a long stretch where he struggled.
Yeah. Can you talk about what kind of player he is at his best? And then when he's at his best, what he means for your team?
Yeah, he just – well, the thing is, the way he – sometimes it's the way a kid looks at himself. So if you talk to Kyron when I was recruiting him, he looks at himself as a two-way player. He doesn't see himself as just a guy that scores, or just a guy that can shoot, or just a guy that can drive the ball. You know, he kind of sees himself as a good all-around offensive player, pass it. But the thing that I loved about him is that he was a competitor, and he really wanted to guard your best player on top of that. And I think that's rare these days. And so I think it's sometimes the way guys view themselves. And so I think what he is he's just a really good all-around player. And even some nights where he hasn't shot it well, he's defended pretty good. I just think he's got a bright future because he wants to be a really good all-around player. I think he's a kid that can help you win championships because of how he competes.
How do you think his length helps him on the defensive side?
Yeah.
To be able to guard different positions?
Absolutely. He's strong. He's a strong kid. You know, tonight, you know, he made 2 threes. He's been, you know, working on his shot. But I thought defensively he did a good job of staying in between his man and the basket and making it hard.
And then if I could just follow up, sorry, Jason. He's got a very calm demeanor.
Yes.
Doesn't really, like, give away, like, what he's feeling.
Yeah.
Do you think that his kind of calmness kind of helped him through that stretch? And just talk about, like, kind of his character.
Yeah, I think so. You know, he doesn't say much. He doesn't give much off. And, you know, I kind of took it as – one of the things I think was going on also was that we were playing, like, you know, we talked about this. We were taking a ton of threes.
Yeah.
You know, we were just shooting threes, you know, and he was struggling to shoot the ball. And so that was kind of our identity offensively, and I thought that really impacted the way he was playing. And now he's just really trying to get into the paint, and that's where he's a much better player. And I think, like, he's a shot maker. Like, he can make some different shots. He doesn't just have to shoot threes. And I think now you're starting to see the different things that he can do.
Yeah, Coach, coming into the game, Navy was ranked number 1 in the Patriot League in turnover margin as well as steals. You guys forced 8 turnovers out of them. Remember there was a sequence where you drew back-to-back charges. What do you have to say about the team's defensive effort today?
Yeah, I thought we defended okay. I thought we broke down at times late in the possession, and then we, like I said, we weren't able to rebound or get loose balls, but we did a decent job of defending at least for the first 20 seconds or so through the shot clock, but we struggled the last 10 seconds of finishing possessions. That was the big deal.
And kind of going off that, Austin Bernini, obviously, he's ranked he was 4th in points for, or points scored coming into the game, had 19 today. What can you just talk about?
He's just a really good player. He's a hard guy to stop, you know. I watched him play against everybody in the league, and you know, when he gets ahead of steam, he's almost impossible to stop. And then he gets to the foul line a ton. You know, he was 7 for 7 for the foul line. That's what really helped him. You know, he's a really, really tough guy to stop.
Coach, after Wednesday night, you kind of pointed out how the bigs were not taking enough shots. That was obviously different tonight. Otto getting inside, Nico getting inside. Was that something that you guys really emphasized, or do you
think? I do think. Let's just be honest. The front line of Navy is a lot different than the front line of Army, right? And so we have to be honest with ourselves. I'm not going to sit here and BS you. You know, those guys have got to be able to play through physicality. They're young players. Look, I've said this a million times. If I had to lean on my post players that I've had here that turned out to be great players, if I had to lean on them heavily as freshmen and sophomores, we would have been seeing some of the same things I'm seeing now. I actually think both these kids are a little further ahead offensively than most of the guys that turned out to be really good players for us. But the strength is going to be a factor, and those two guys putting on weight and getting stronger is going to be a huge factor. But you know, when those two are able to score, we're really good because we have an inside-outside game now. We don't have to just beat you from three.
And then, Coach, you guys avoided another slow start today. How much do you think it helps with even Otto and Nico specifically to get going offensively early? Because it looked like after his first few buckets, Otto really had a sort of energy and buy-in on the defensive end. Is that something that a pattern that you see, that when you guys score early, you can really...
Yeah, I think it builds confidence. You know, I haven't watched for that a ton, but I think anytime you're scoring the ball, I think it helps your confidence. It helps your energy overall. Certainly that helps us. I think it goes the other way too. When we struggle, like against Army, we struggled to score, and I thought it affected us. It affected our energy and our mindset for sure.
I got a two-parter for you. You were very frustrated with your effort and toughness and again Army on Wednesday. How did you feel your team kind of respond to that?
I thought today we were just I think we can be a lot better in that department, and I'm going to be looking for us to do that. I'm happy we won. I was disappointed in that part of the game. I just thought we weren't really physical and grinded out the way we have in the past. We were really, like, we played Colgate, we had to be physical and tough, and we had to grind it just to make it a one-point game. Tonight, I don't think we had the same level of focus in that part of the game. And they were, you know, they came out at the half, and you know they were going to just be like, all right, let's get into these guys, let's out-tough them. And they weren't able to win, but they probably made, outside of Kai, I don't know if we had a lot of guys that were making the level of toughness plays that we're going to need to make if we want to make a run at this thing.
You know, what do you kind of attribute that kind of lack of toughness to? Like, is your student
athlete? I think we've been pretty tough most of the year. I think it's one of the things that I could say I'm very happy with. I think in the last week, I thought the Bucknell game, we were terrific. We played hard. We played tough. And the last two games, I think we've had a little drop in that, and we've got to get back to being, you know, who we are, like kind of our, you know, what we've become in terms of our identity.
Yeah, how do you do that?
We got to show them on film, and then we got to make sure we have two great days of practice going into Wednesday.
Coach, this was a game that you guys had to have to kind of keep up pace with the top four teams in the Major League.
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned, the team kind of lacked in a few departments, but you guys were still able to get a 9-point win. You guys held off Navy despite them making tough shots in the second half. You guys held them off to that 8-10-point lead consistently. What does that kind of show and tell about your team right now?
Well, we had some. If you look at the line, we had Nico goes 5-for-9, Otto goes 6-for-8, Chiron goes 6-for-12. If you told me before the game that would happen, I would tell you right there we're going to win. Anytime we've had good offensive stats where we've shot 47% from the floor and 46% from three, we're winning the game. There's no game we wouldn't win, and I mean that. And so we've got to – I feel good about that. I feel good that we made some shots. We scored the ball inside. We got the ball inside. We had three guys in double figures. I mean, we scored 74 points. You know, we averaged like 60. Yeah. You know, so I am happy about that.
And, I mean, one guy, Miles, only had 6 points today. You know, obviously the
I didn't think it was one of his better games. Mm-hmm. we're going to need him to be better.
My question was going to be kind of, do you sense that the team has kind of grown and matured with other guys being able to, at this point of the season, step up and take that offensive load when Miles can't get
it? I think that's been consistent throughout the year, where we've had a lot of guys at different times score. We just haven't had anyone be very consistent at scoring. It's one of the more inconsistent teams I've had in terms of knowing what you're going to get from each guy. We've been real up and down, where, you know, one guy might not score a basket, the next guy, the next game he gets 19. We have got to, I think, down the stretch here, kind of hopefully some guys can start to just be a little more consistent.
This is my last one. You had 38 points in the paint, which is your most in conference play, and you only took 13 threes, which is the fewest you've taken in conference play. Is that what you want, that kind of level of
focus? I take that every night.
And is there kind of an emphasis, like, we always want to kind of get inside first before we take a three? Is that where you're kind of drilling into them, the inside-out stuff?
Yeah. We're trying to do a better job of not taking that first one that, you know, like you're saying to yourself, okay, that's not really a bad one, but we probably have to play through the shot clock more with this team. And for a long time, we were not. We were just taking the first one, and we were not going to be successful that way.
Coach, last one, and just to follow up on that, do you think all the cutting and action early leading to the rim is what opened up that three-point game? Because you guys, I think you had three attempts in the first 10 minutes, but you were just tenaciously running all around, passing on offense, getting it inside.
Yeah, we were able to get it inside, and we, our guys do a good job of, especially against the zone, we cut really well off the ball. Yeah. I think that's a, like, we've got to score the ball in the paint differently, so you want to throw, like, you know, the typical things is that you throw it in, you drive it in. But we also need to cut because we're not a great three-point shooting. We haven't been a consistent three-point shooting team. So we got to find different ways to score, and cutting and screening will be something that we want to do on that weak side.
And Coach, last one for me. You kind of touched on this already, but going back to the defensive side of the ball, 16 offensive rebounds. I remember there was a play, I think it was around the 7-8 minute mark, where they got a putback and one after an offensive rebound. You were very animated on the sideline calling timeout. Do you think today's game was kind of just like a one-off, or do you think this has been something that's been bothering
I think it's
you?
Been building a little bit the last two games. I think the last two games we have not been on top of that. If you watch the first Navy game, we played our tails off. You know, we just didn't finish the game. Like, that was a big deal for us. We weren't finishing games, but we were competing. We just got to get back to competing. You know, sometimes you get back into school, that I don't want to blame it on anything, but I think you get it kind of getting into this routine where you're just kind of, you know, you're going to school and you're playing a game, and it's like, it just becomes a little monotonous. We've got to be able to focus and play the way we are capable of playing in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you guys.